When we think about cortisol, we know that cortisol is the primary mediator of stress in the body. It's our biological response to stress. And so if I were to see a bear in the woods, my cortisol would go up. And that would be a good thing in that instance, because what cortisol does is it decreases our insulin production. It helps us to stimulate more glucose production from the liver. It makes us a little bit more insulin resistant. And so with those things, there's more sugar available in order to get into the muscles, brain, kidneys, liver, everywhere where it needs to go so that I could run fast. Right. But over time, if you have that chronic stress, we don't want that all the time. Okay. And so what we're showing here is that, you know, with that, with those higher cortisols, individuals had higher glucose over time. And we know that in diabetes, that is particularly an issue because higher glucoses are associated with many things, including cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, and eye disease.